How to become time rich. Before we dive into today's episode, I want you to head on over to heatherchauvin.com/live and join our next live webinar. It's June 6th and the 13th. So I have two live dates for you if you cannot make one. Also, what I wanted to say is when I am teaching live webinars, there's a lot of doing. So create the space, bring your pen and paper, and head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/live, L-I-V-E. How to become time rich for busy women managing people, raising children, and deeply desiring more from life.
Hey ladies, welcome back to another episode of the Mom is in Control podcast. Okay, so this last quarter of 2016 has been a shit show. Let's just call it a shit show. I'm all about energetic management, meaning managing my own internal energy so that when the world is throwing energy my way, I don't feel like I'm in a tornado. The funny thing is, in the last quarter, I've had to up my game. I've had to go deeper within myself and my own personal development and how I parent and every aspect of my life. So I find this interesting because, again, Mom is in Control is not about being controlling. It's not about attempting to control the outside. It's about what can I do to control the inside. And I was going to do the unselfish challenge, and I think we're on like day 13 or something. And this is the last podcast that I am going to do for 2016. So I'm letting go of a lot. I'm letting go of completing the unselfish challenge, you know, 30 podcasts in 30 days. It didn't happen. I got sick. I got this ridiculous, is actually a sinus infection. So as I would say to others, every behavior is a language. Every symptom is an indicator. And my body does not do good with seasonal change. It is freaking cold here in Canada where I am. I'm in Ontario, so I'm kind of near Michigan. So I'm not like in bumfuck Idaho, Canada, where everyone thinks it's freezing cold all the time. We're not like used to that, but it's cold here, like blistering cold. Anywho, my point is today I wanted to bring you 25 questions to ask yourself before 2017. So if you're on my newsletter list, if you get my emails, you'll be receiving this email on Thursday. And if you're not, then you can definitely get on my list. You can go to heatherchauvin.com and register for the Time Freedom Challenge or something like that to be able to get on my list. But today, I'm going to tell you what those 25 questions are, and I will post the 25 questions in the show notes. So go back to the show notes and you can check out what the questions are. There is this period between the week kind of before Christmas where people's brains are just not functioning properly, and the week in between Christmas and New Year's that are kind of hibernation periods. This is the energy that I get. And then in the new year, people are shifting into, oh crap, it's 2017, right? So what I like to do is take this time, take the next 2 weeks, 14 days to kind of reflect. And, you know, I'll reflect on the past year, but I'm also going to reflect on what I want and most importantly, gratitude for what I've created in my life. And I'm recording this. So this is the funny woo-woo stuff that I love. I'm recording this on December 20th, and I'm going to be releasing it. So it's going to be scheduled to go out on December 21st. I'm recording this at 1:11. Now, tomorrow, and 111, if you guys aren't familiar, is like, you know, 111 sequence. I connect it to angels. And, you know, for me, I always see the multiple numbers and it's just about alignment, that it's okay. So I'm feeling a little under the weather, but, you know, so I'm not like on my game in alignment going, woohoo, I feel like I'm on top of the world. But at the same time, I get these signs or these messages that like, Heather, you're going in the right direction. So I had this thought, I'm going to make the last podcast episode for 2016 on December 20th, and I'm going to schedule it on December 21st, and then I'm just going to hibernate for the rest of the year. I'm going to lay super low. I'm going to do my own reflection questions. I'm going to be doing my own work, what I'm telling you to do today, and preparing for the new year and just loving up my family. I'll probably go snowboarding, but it's not intense. It's just chill. Chill and be merry as hell and relax, practice what I preach and recoup and recharge and just love myself, love my body, love my soul, love my children, and let everyone else just love themselves. And if you're not familiar, which I'm sure you're not because why would you be, December 21st is a very special day for me. 3 years ago tomorrow, which will actually be today, so I'll just pretend it's today. 3 years ago today, on December 21st, I was diagnosed with cancer. So this is a day, and I always get emotional. It's like a day when I was told that my life was in danger. I don't want to say my life was over, but my life was in danger. And in that moment, I was gifted an opportunity to choose to live. And I say this lightly because I know some people are given opportunities and that is not their path. Their path is that they're ready for the next level. They're ready for the next evolution. The greatest thing I ever heard was they're ready for the promotion. I haven't been promoted yet. What I mean is, I came face to face with the fear of death and I said, let's go, let's make it happen. So it's a very, very special time for me. It's very secret. And now I can look back and say, this doesn't scare me anymore. So thank you, ladies, for celebrating. And as I think about the next year and as I reflect on where my business is going, where my message is going, I'm writing that damn book proposal that I've been talking about. It's due very soon, which could probably be another reason why my body like loves me so much right now, is because I'm taking the big leap to write the book proposal, submit it, because that's, you know, that's the key factor there, submitting it and getting closer to putting this message out to the world on a bigger level so that you guys can hear more of the story, but not only that, know how to get out of this shit show and take back control of your life. So that's happening. That's going to be happening within the next 30 days. And, yep, it's happening. It's happening. It's happening. So reflecting on 2017 and where my business is going in the next year, it's about awakening your soul. It's about awakening who you are as a woman, as a mother, maybe a business owner, a partner, and becoming your most authentic self, the most authentic version of yourself. And this isn't just about, you know, the cooking and the cleaning and making sure that the kids are fed and they're taken care of and that, you know, you're meditating with them and that their big emotions are handled and all of this mundane little shit. It's the bigger picture of what is that soul ache inside of you saying? What is it? Where is that taking you? Where is that leading you in your life? And what courageous steps do you need to take? And oftentimes when we're taking these courageous steps, things do shift out of alignment, right? We're kicking it up. I often notice that when I do get sick, meaning like a cold, It's because I've taken a courageous leap and my body is saying, no, 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 stay here. My sole purpose is not to live small. It's just not in my DNA. It's not me. It's not you guys, or you wouldn't be here. So reflect on that in this next week or so. Reflect on it. What is it that I really want? Why am I so angry? Why am I so excited? Where is all my energy going? How can I take it back? How can I just be present for my kids without doing the work for them? What do I need to do to make more money? What do I need to do to get out of debt? Who do I need to become to strengthen my marriage? All of these questions that you ask yourself, life is a journey. It's not perfect. It's so messy, so messy. And the more you lean into this, the messier it gets. And the more imperfect it gets, and the more you apologize, you fall down, you get back up. It's beautiful, it's hard, it's easy, and it's magic. So today, last podcast of 2016, knowing that I planned, I executed, and I let the plans fall apart. Your life is a journey. It's a story. It's a masterpiece. It's never going to feel complete. And yet it goes by so quickly. So remembering that you will never feel like you have the time. You will never feel like you have it's the right time. It's about you grabbing time and saying, I'm not going to let you slip away from me. You will not control me. So with these 25 beautiful questions, I want you to get a pen and a paper. Don't use your phone. I'm not going to let you have the easy way out. Pen, paper. Put some beautiful music on and ask yourself these questions, or just pick one or two and journal on them. I know you don't like journaling, or maybe you love journaling, or you resist it, whatever. Pen to paper. What am I most proud of this year? How can I become better? Where am I feeling stuck? Where do I need to allow myself grace? Am I passionate about my career? What lessons have I learned? What did my finances look like? How did I spend my free time? How well did I take care of my mind, my body, and my soul? How have I been open-minded? When did I feel most creatively inspired? What projects have I completed? How have I procrastinated? In what ways can I restructure my time? How have I allowed fear of failure to hold me back? Where has self-doubt taken over? Where have I felt the most alive? How have I taught others to respect me? How can I improve my relationships? Have I been unfair to anybody? Who do I need to forgive? Where is it time to let go? What old habits would I like to release? What new habits would I like to cultivate? How can I be more kind to myself? How can I be more kind to myself? Mama, it doesn't matter what happened this year. Tomorrow's a new day. 10 seconds from now is a new minute. So please remember that it doesn't matter what has happened to you. It matters what you do with it and move forward. Thank you so much for 2016. It has been a blessing to serve you. I cannot wait for the shenanigans and the tears and the, I have no idea what 2017 is going to bring me. But I hope you will take this crazy wild ride with me. So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holiday, Happy everything. Talk soon.
This summer, I'm being incredibly intentional about community. My word for the summer is community and connection. And I just want to say thank you for being a longtime podcast listener, or maybe you're a new listener, and I wanted to celebrate you. And I wanted to create more connections. So what I've decided to do is do a merch giveaway. If you are unfamiliar, I have a merch shop on my store. So you can go check it out on my website at heatherchauvin.com. You can purchase anything you want. But what I'm actually going to be doing is I'm going to do a giveaway for my hat, my How Do You Want to Feel baseball cap, one of my journals, which is the Emotionally Uncomfortable journal, and my beautiful myrrh mug, which is called Excited Shitless. Excited Shitless is when you take the leap and you're like excited about your next level, but you're also terrified. So go check out the merch on my store. But here is how you can dive into the actual giveaway. Go to Instagram and find me at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. And right now I have about like 19 or 20,000 followers. So if you're finding someone else that doesn't have that, that's not me. And all you have to do is follow me to be entered into the giveaway, and then send me a private message that says giveaway. That's all you got to do. Go follow me on Instagram at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. I think there's an underscore after that. Follow me and DM me giveaway. And what we're going to be doing in a few weeks is we are going to announce the winner, and then we will reach out to you in your DMs on Instagram, and we're going to ask you which item you want in the merch shop. Do you want a hat? Which color do you want? Do you want a journal? Do you want a mug? Do you want a signed copy of my book? And yeah, that's it. It's all about connection, community, and gratitude for me this summer. And I just want to say thank you for being a listener. Thank you for, you know, all the messages that I receive on Instagram and in email. I'm just here to help women thrive. And this is not an emotionally comfortable journey, as you know, hence the reason the name of the podcast. And in order to attract more time, more energy, more money in our lives, we got to take some emotionally uncomfortable action. So I'm right there with you on the front lines. And yeah, go follow me on Instagram and DM me. Giveaway.